We asked the audience what their perception is, and maybe a lot of this is coming from melanoma, about the toxicity of this combination. Most of the audience feels that it's just more of the same, but a significant number, and I'm starting to hear this from investigators, I really didn't hear this earlier on, that not only is it more, but it's different. What's your impression?
I think there is more toxicity with adding a CTLA-4 to a PD-1. I think that there is sort of experience from melanoma that was much more. And I'm not sure that that's the case with the sort of improved dosing regimen we have in non-small cell lung cancer, where both with ipilimumab or tremelimumab given at lower doses and less frequently, the degree of toxicity, I think, has been much more manageable.
What about the types of toxicity? I always thought that they were the same. Are there any different ones that you see with this combination that you don't see?
I think there are some differences. So with the CTLA-4, there tends to be more colitis as well as hypophysitis. CTLA-4 ligand can be expressed in the pituitary, and so there may be actually a direct binding effect in the pituitary that's specific to CTLA-4. With PD-1, there tends to be more different types of endocrinopathies, like thyroiditis in particular. So there is a different landscape of toxicities.
Corey, we asked the audience, do you think that tumor mutation burden is now here in terms of clinical practice? The audience is kind of says yes, but some say no.
I question the audience whether they're actually using it for their clinical decision making. We're on the cusp, but I think in routine practice, not quite yet. If and when we see OS data from 227, formal OS data, that may change abruptly.
Corey, case from the audience. 61-year-old man, ECOG-1, metastatic adenocarcinoma, TPS is 0, progresses after 4 cycles of carbapenem/bev. Would you add an IO to chemo or switch to single agent?
So 0 PD-L1 and progressing right off the bat.
I think, or would you get a TMB?
I would do that, but I would still put this person on an IO. I mean, that would be the standard approach here.
Matt?
I think the same.
If the TMB was high, would you give ipi/nivo?
I would, yeah.
So there's an example where it may make a difference.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our community-based general medical oncologist and to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio version of a satellite symposium presented during the 2018 ASCO annual meeting.